Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Arizona's K-12 public school system has been even more in the spotlight recently because of the Red for Ed movement and the related teacher walkout. But this is also a time when the state's charters are receiving more attention for both achievement and failure. With me to talk about that as part of his weekly appearance is the Arizona Republic's editorial director, Phil Boas. Phil, charters are public schools, but there are significant differences between them and traditional public schools. What are those, and why did charters become so significant in Arizona?
Okay, so charters came about a quarter of a century ago, and it happened because there was a lot of disappointment about the trajectory of the public school system, not only in Arizona, but across the country, and that it wasn't preparing students to compete in a global economy. And so you were looking for new ways, new models to try and improve education, public education for students. And this became one of them. And Arizona was a pioneer in them. And one of the ways that the charter schools were different was that they were not tied up in the kind of regulation and red tape that traditional public schools have. Mm-hmm. And so they were invited to create new models, new laboratories for teaching children. And that was done with freedom. And they've had a lot of freedom. And there have been some spectacular failures because of that freedom.
Recently, there was a situation where not long after the charter school board had approved a 20-year extension for a certain contract for a certain school, the school went bankrupt and that ended up costing students and parents and teachers. People blanched regulation here. Is that something that could be improved with regulation, with something related to charter schools?
It's always going to be a balance with the charter schools because you do want to allow them to have freedom, because along with the spectacular failures like you saw in Goodyear, mm-hmm. You have successes like Basis Charter, which is phenomenal in the kind of results that they're showing. And it means you got to find a balance between how much freedom you allow these schools that are using public funds, mm-hmm. how much do you let them run in secret. And we have always believed on our editorial pages that you need greater disclosure. You need more transparency, because ultimately it's good for the charter schools. Mm-hmm. Because anytime you have public spending on an operation, there's a public imperative to know what's going on there. The public's going to demand to know.
So, Phil, where are we at in terms of the state legislature? We saw the Red for Ed movement to get more money for traditional public schools and more money for teachers. But we're also seeing a situation where it seems as though a majority of state lawmakers, at least, are more willing to set really strong guidelines for traditional schools and less so for charters. What do you think is missing there? What do you think is working?
The legislature did some good things and some bad things. And the good thing was that they directed the state charter school board to develop financial expectations for charters. And they gave the board the power to revoke or refuse to renew a charter for financial reasons. That is moving in the right direction to try to get a greater sense of how the public dollars are spent and making sure they're spent responsibly. But as the legislature tightened up rules on procurement because of problems in the Scottsdale school district, they did nothing on that end for charter schools. And so you really have, you know, a free-for-all on the charter side on procurement. They can go, they don't have to go through the usual processes that public schools have to go through.
You mentioned freedom, Phil, and I wonder, philosophically, though, is there something where a number of lawmakers, I'll say from the Republican Party in this case, school choice is such a positive mantra in Arizona, has been for such a long time. Where is that philosophical rift there where, because it almost feels like people are so pro-school choice, if certain lawmakers are willing to make some tweaks, most people would be on board with, okay, charters are different than traditional, okay, I can see it.
The tension is created because you have the intersection of public dollars and private corporations. Mm-hmm. And when those two join, people are going to be uncomfortable. There are certain people will have heartburn that public dollars are going to turn into profit for somebody else. But in fairness, let's look at Basis. I mean, if you look at the latest round of U.S. News and World Report ranking of the top charter high schools, mm-hmm. in America, it is breathtaking. Basis in Arizona, those schools dominate the completely dominate the top five. They have the top five. They have 7 and 8. A Texas school snuck in there for number 6. But, I mean, that is amazing. I don't know if we've ever seen anything like that in those kind of rankings, because once you get beyond that, then it's spread out across the country. But Arizona and BASIS schools are dominating. They have reached a level of excellence with their model. And now they're taking that model to more distressed neighborhoods, and they're taking it to South Tucson and South Phoenix and to Baton Rouge, a school in Baton Rouge that is going to serve more low-income and middle-income students. And we're going to see how that works in that kind of an environment.
Well, how do we measure this then, Phil? Because you've heard this argument, of course. People will say, well, BASIS, sure, BASIS has a great model, but they're also not taking everyone in, as traditional public schools are required to do. Where does the argument rest there with you?
Yeah, I think BASIS still has something to prove, because the most important work in public education is serving those students they have no education ethic within their family. There's no tradition of education or going on to college. And it's sort of turning around those generations and having a generational impact that is the most important work of public schools. And we're going to see whether BASIS can have an impact in that field, because that really is the greatest, highest calling of education.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.